Hello, everybody. Everybody get sit down. Really good to see everybody here tonight, and glad, always good to hear you guys talking. Announcements are a little bit long, and I'm a little bit terrible at them, but we're going to try to get through it. So we'll go over the order of services tonight. Our first prayer will be by Justin Smiley, and that'll be right after the announcements. Closing prayers by Pat Gogan, and our invitation is by J.H. Ledbetter. Blake McAllister will lead the invitation song right after J.H.'s lesson, and then Brother Stevens will do everything in the middle, but we'll talk about that. So quick note of those with ongoing health issues. We need to continue to remember in our prayers Richard Hatfield, Helen Wisdom, Gene Kelly, Sue Latimer, and also Jakey Nunn. And also, please continue to remember our expectant mothers, Bailey Glover, Ashley Evans, and Rachel Hernandez. Well, tonight is the first night of our long-awaited singing week. And Brother Tim Stevens is here, and he'll be leading it. So some specifics. So tonight and tomorrow night are intended to be a class type instruction, and that's they both start at 7 tonight and tomorrow night. Friday night at 7 will be a worship service. Saturday is intended for song leaders, and we intend for all song leaders to come. But we want just song leaders here so that the young men can focus on learning and instruction at that time. On Sunday, our first service at 9, Kyle will lead, and then we'll have classes at 9:30, and then at 10:30, Tim will be back and lead that service. So that's kind of an outline of the week. I'm excited about it. I hope you all are as well. A few more little notes. The next middle, high school, and college-age home Bible study will be September 12th at the Pope's. And our fall gospel meeting will be September 19th through the 24th with Shane Carrington. Also, please continue to remember the I Recommend cards. This is a suggested seating chart for tonight. So left is left, right is right, and rows there. If you didn't see that like me, because I walked in and it's a big yellow thing and I didn't notice it. So if you didn't see it, feel free to move. And if you don't want to move, don't move. So did I miss anything, Brady? All right. Thank you.
If you would, please bow with me. Dear gracious and heavenly Father, we're thankful for this Wednesday, this opportunity in the middle of the week that we have to separate from the cares of this world, and to focus on your word, and specifically this next few days that your word lays out how we're to sing and to praise you. We ask that you be with Brother Stevens and give him a strength of voice and a ready recollection of what he has prepared for us. We know from your inspired word how important it is and how honored you are by our song. And by our song and by our words alone, we ask that you help each and every one of us here to become stronger, to become better in our form and fashion that we're singing to you. We ask that you guide us in what we do so that we might be pleasing in your sight. We most importantly ask that you help us to disconnect from the many distractions that exist in this world, the many noises that try and take away from the song we try and sing to you. There is so much evil and social media and news that tries to take away from our focus, and our true focus in this life should be pleasing you, honoring you, worship you, and ultimately spending an eternity in heaven with you. We ask that you guide us through this service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Good to be with you. I've been looking forward to this for some time. And as far as the seating chart, I mean, if you're interested in singing a part like alto, soprano, bass, tenor, Yeah, get near someone that sings that part really well. It's a good way to learn how to sing a part. Because some people have no idea what you're talking about when you're talking about part singing. But you'll know after a few minutes here as we get started. We're going to do a lot of singing. And a lot of things I can bring out to you that I think might be helpful to you when it comes to worship. And I appreciate the prayer just now that we're here to better improve in our praise to God through this avenue, through worship, through song. So again, good to be with all of you. Let's get started. I'm just going to point out a few things too in regards to the shapes that are in your songbook. This triangle here and then a diamond. Now, I kind of joke about this a little bit, that my dad always tried to get my wife to learn these things, and she was never interested in these shapes at all, except the one, the diamond. And do anybody know what the diamond is called? It's called a me. All right, we have do, me. She said me like diamonds, so she stays on that one right there. So anyway, and then there's the oval, and that's called a soul. And then we go back to do. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to give the basses this note. And I want you to sing it. Do, alto, me. Y'all keep, take a deep breath and go. Do, me, so, do. All right, that's four parts. That right there is four-part harmony. That's the way we're going to start off. You know this song, I Will Call Upon the Lord? Let's sing it.
I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord liveth, and bless me, the rock that God of my salvation be.
Something I want to point out to y'all in this song, and I wanted to listen to y'all to see if you were singing this the way that most people have learned it. And let me just point out what I'm talking about. The Lord liveth, and blessed be. That's what the way we're singing it. And blessed be. It's somebody's going to come up to me later, and that's why I'm going to cover this now. But someone will come up to me and say, "We're singing that wrong." Yes, we are. But y'all are singing it wrong, but you're singing it well. Okay? And it's once you learn any song and you learn it, it's going to stick. And for me to go back and try to change that, I'm not going to do that. So I just want to point out, though, this is what I'm talking about. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock. That's the way it's written. See the note with two flags on it? That note means don't park. Get off of it quick. And that's the way it's written. It's like, the Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock. The writer of the song wanted to emphasize the rock, not blessed be the rock. But that's the way that we have not learned it that way. And so any song that I might introduce to you while I'm here that may be entirely brand new, we're going to learn it correctly, but I'm not going to go back and try to change you on that at all. But see, we don't even try it. No, let's don't even go there. So just keep doing it wrong, okay? Just as long as you're singing out, that's so we're not. I just want you to know I'm not going to be getting buried in things like that. I mean, this is something, what time that we have together, we want to keep in mind what we're here for. The purpose of this is that we improve in our worship. It's all about God. It's about worshiping and giving Him the best that we can offer Him. He has always required, always wanted the best out of His people. And that's what we want to do. We often go to Colossians 3:16, Ephesians 5:19, and we point out to people that we know in the religious world that here's why we sing, because we're commanded to sing in the New Testament. And so we'll point out, here's this word, singing. And we're to sing, but there's a lot more to this. We're to sing with grace in our hearts. And when I think about that, we are to speak and make melody in our heart. We are to sing with love in our heart. We're to sing with faith in our heart. We're singing with joy in our heart. And that's brought out here. And when I say sing with grace in your hearts, I'm not talking about what's here. I'm talking about what's up here. We're talking about the heart of man is that part of him that thinks and reasons and understands, the intellect. And so this is the instrument. And everyone can strike the strings of their own heart by your attitude toward this. And to whom is it directed toward? To the Lord. It's to the Lord. And then another thing we find out here, we are to sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And so isn't it wonderful to know what type of songs we are to use in our worship? Not something we hear out here in the secular world, but we could go into that and look at each one of those terms, but we won't do that at this time. But here's something I think is really important. Teaching and admonishing one another. When we come together to worship, we're singing. We're singing with grace in our hearts to the Lord, but we're also here teaching and admonishing one another. So there's a lot that comes out of that one passage than just the word singing. So just, again, I just want to bring that out. The command from God to sing requires learning something about singing. I used to hear my dad say that. And then I also reminded here in Luke 11, verse 1, when the Lord was praying and he ceased his praying, the disciples came to him and said, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And so, you know, there were those in Old Testament times that were teachers of music, Kenaniah, for example, in the Old Testament times. So we're here, talking to Brady and to Blake, the McAllister family, that goes back a long ways in our family in Portales, when my dad would go out there doing this type of instruction that I'm doing now. My grandfather even used to go out there, which I didn't know that till years later, but he would go out there at Portales and do what we're doing this week. And so all about trying to get us to understand the importance of worshiping God through song. Now, I mentioned a while ago, do, mi, so, do. Here's the shape, and this is very important for the song leaders to know this, because we're going to really be hammering this on Saturday. But the shape there, the triangle, that's do, that's home base. Just turned the opposite way, obviously. It's turned a different way. And then mi, the diamond, sol, the oval, and then I put one at the very top there. Do, mi, so, do. Now, I want to bring out something in our workbook, and I have those available. I brought them with me as well. They're still in the car right now. I'll get them out later. But The singing names of Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do have been around a long time. I mean, going back to the 11th century, the singing names. You remember the music, the musical Sound of Music? How that Maria taught those kids how to sing in about 5 minutes? Just by teaching them the Do, Re, Mi method. You got Do, a deer, a female deer. Re, a drop of golden sun. Mi, a name I call myself. Fa, a long, long way to run. So, I need a pulling thread. La, a note that follows so. Ti, a drink of jam and bread. And that brings us back to Do, so Mi, Re, Do. Re, Mi, Do, Mi, Do, Mi, Re. She just kept doing that. And the kids, they said, what does this mean? Then she went, so, do, la, fa, mi, do, re. So, do, la, ti, do, re, do. When you know the notes to sing, you can sing most anything. And they went, do, ti, la, so, fa, mi, re, do, mi, 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 so. And they started harmonizing. I mean, it's amazing what they learned so quickly. And I was doing this one night, and what I just got through doing. And a little girl came up to me later and said, well, you know, I learned it a different way at camp. The Twinkie song. And I said, what are you talking about? Do, the stuff that makes the Twinkies. Re, the guy that makes the Twinkies. Me, the guy that eats the Twinkies. Fa, how far I'll go for Twinkies. So, I think I'll have a Twinkie. La, 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 Twinkies. T, no thanks, I'll have a Twinkie. And that brings us back to Do. Twinkie, 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 Do. Anyway, she wrote that out for me, and I just had to keep that, and I haven't seen it in a while, but I looked in my notebook tonight and saw it. So anyway, you can learn, there are different ways of learning this, and I realize too that a lot of people have learned music through playing the piano or playing in band growing up. You learn by position. You see the note on the line and you know what it's going to sound like and what's going to be like on the line above it. And there are different ways of learning, but in our psalm books, we're using notes that are shaped notes, like right here. All right, let's just sing with me on the scale here. Do, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Now these came along in 1801, and some kid challenged me on that one night. He said, how do you know that? And I said, because my dad told me. You know, and how did he know? He read it somewhere. So the shape notes came along later, and I'm going to show you tomorrow night in something I've got on the PowerPoint that really explains why, how important this really is. And I'll explain that tomorrow night. But so here we go. Once you look at those notes, like I said, right here is the do, mi, so, do. Do, mi, so, do. That's what the song leader, you may hear them do that. Some of them are giving the pitch, and they'll get that do, mi, so, do. And then, but in between, let me get right here, back here, is the re, the half circle, and the fa, the right triangle, and the la, the rectangle, t, the cone. And again, we don't have a lot of time to go through a lot of that, but I want to point out to you now, here's the importance of understanding the do. Do is, I tell you what, let me just point out something here. There are different keys. Songs are written in different keys. Some songs are written in key of C, like this one right behind me. There's a C. That's do. And everything relates to that. Do, re, do, mi, do, fa, do, so, do. And then some songs are written in the key of F. Now that becomes do now. Do. What's a mi going to sound like? Do, mi, do. Some songs are written in the key of B flat. Do, so, mi, do. What's a mi going to sound like? Do, mi. Anyway, everything's relative to do. And so we go through all these keys, and people say, well, why don't we have everything in one key? That would be pretty boring to have everything written in the same key, just one song after another. And so I encourage song leaders, when you're picking your songs out for worship, try not to lead everything in the same key. You just kind of mix it up a little bit, and it'll make it much more The people that are worshiping are going to be more involved, more engaged when you've got it a little, some variety to this. So anyway, here's where the dough, here's why I would give the dough first. I'm going to be going up to the high dough as a song leader. But when I give that dough, I'm giving the basses their note. And then I go, me, I'm giving the alto their note. And I go, so, I'm giving the tenor their note. And then I go, do, there's my starting note. Now, some song leaders say, well, I'm just going to go up and hit the high C. If you're using a pitch pipe, you just go, you go, you've got a low C, a high C. I'm going to go, do, wonderful. That's not wrong. But can you see by starting with the lower one that when you're giving, going up to your starting note, you're giving people their starting note? Now, not everybody's going to grab it, on hold of it, but some will, so that when you start the song, you're going to have people starting with you on the downbeat. They're going to start right with you. They're not going to be waiting a few words before they start, because you've already helped them get their pitch in their mind, okay? Let's do that with me now. Do, mi, so, do. And then we can start again. All right, basses. Do, alto, mi, so, do. Sing, wonderful story of love, oh, tell it to me again. Wonderful story of love, when the immortals sing, angels and cries are announcing, shepherds and wandering singing, sing along to me. Wonderful story of love, I'm going to move on to something about rhythm now. Just tonight is just introductory, just of some pitch and rhythm. And just these are things that a lot of people said, I didn't know what that those numbers meant. I really only want you to pay attention to the top number. For example, right there, that top number right there, that four. The time signature, that's when you see numbers over there, it has to do with rhythm. Time, timing, tempo. It relates to tempo and speed. I'll tell you one thing that really determines the speed of a song, I believe, is what is the song about? What's the song about? In other words, somebody called me up one night and said, I've got to teach a song leading class. And I said, well, how long is it going to go? How many weeks? I said, I only have one night. One night. I told this person, I said, well, then leave your pitch pipe at home. Forget about beat pattern. Just start looking in the book. Go to song number one, Holy, 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 fast or slow. Number two, Hallelujah, Praise Jehovah, fast or slow. And when he said, well, I believe that faster, I said, why? Well, it's a song of praise. You get over to a song like I Need Thee Every Hour, fast or slow. Well, I'd leave that slow. Why? Well, it's a prayer. So you can. I really believe that probably determines the speed of a song than about anything. Because when you look at the song and what's the song about, and so anyway, going back to this time signature, there's these vertical lines. Song leaders, you'll need to know this. Some of you already do, I know. But these vertical lines, and in between each vertical line is called a measure. It's a certain number of beats, pulsations between each measure. And so the top number, four beats per measure. So that's going to be four beats in that measure. And the beat pattern that's encouraged to be used is down, in. See if you can do that with me right now, everybody. Just don't hurt anybody next to you. Just keep it kind of close to your body, okay? But go down, in, out, up. Down, in, out, up. Now go one, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. And every time you go to one, that's to the right of a measure bar. So when you get off on your beat pattern, and you will, we all do, just keep a beat going, and then you get to a measure bar, you're back down on one. But that's is very important in keeping a song moving and not dragging. And we'll have more on that later. Now you get a 3 on top. How many beats per measure? 3 beats per measure. There's a beat pattern that we encourage you to use. It's down, or do that with me. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Down, out, up. Down, out, up. I know that when I'm leading this, Christ for the world we sing. You'll see more as we continue this. 2 on top, 2 beats per measure. That's a beat pattern that's down, up. Down, up. I really wish that right here that I had this. I'm going the wrong way. Okay, right here. All right. This, right here at the bottom here, I really wish this was more of a backward J coming out here. 1, 2, 1, 2. Down, up, down, up. But down is always the strong beat. It's always a strong beat. It's right to the right of every measure bar. And so let me continue here now. Let's do this. A 4-beat song. And with the beat pattern there. Onward, Christian soldiers. Notice right up here at the top. Here's what this 4 is. This up here is really for the song leader. It's the key of E, which would sound like this, the key of E. This would be our do. Do. This is for the song leader too. It's going to start on so. Do. Where's the do? There's a do somewhere. There's a do right there, isn't it? But do, me, so. There's a starting note for song leaders and soprano. And then right here in the middle is a 4 telling the song leader, you're to beat this in a 4-beat pattern. So what's our 4-beat pattern? Down, in, out, up. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now look at this. The red arrows there are pointing out your measure bars. So you got 4 beats in between each one. 1, 2, 3, 4. Start again. 1, 2, and 3, 4. There you go. And then this is where when you get to the word war, it's inside the measure bars. How many beats are they going to get? 4. What's going to help you to get beyond that is your beat pattern. 1, 2. War. Boom. And just keep moving. You don't want to go marching as to war. I saw a guy the other night at home. He just held his hand out. And it's like, okay, how long are we going to hold this? And there wasn't a fermata or bird's eye there. Just like, okay, he had to watch him. But if he had kept the beat pattern going, we would have known to keep moving throughout. So let's sing this together. Do, basses and tenors. Y'all got that note, don't you? Do together, alto, you have a mi, so.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to
1, 2, 3, 4,
with a cross of Jesus going on me.
1, 2, 3, 4,
Christ our royal master leads against us.
1, 2, 3, 4,
onward into battle. See his banner.
1, 2, 3, 4,
onward, Christian soldiers, marching into war.
Y'all know this song, I Am the Way? All right. This may be new to most of you, but it's very, very simple. But look up here at the top. It's a 4-beat pattern. It's a 4 on top. That top number just said there's 4 beats per measure. In words, start feeling 4 beats. If it's got a 3 on top, you want to feel 3 beats. If it's got a 2, you want to feel the 2 beats. And so, but here we got 4 beats. Now, I'm going to, being that it's a new song to most of you, let's do the soprano notes first. Do. Here's the way it goes. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. I am the life. light. I am the Son. I am the Lord. I am the King. I am the Christ. Go back to the beginning of it, and let's see how well we do on the other parts. Let's see how well you do singing it. Do, do, so, so, mi, do, mi, so, do. I am the way, I am the truth, I am the light, I am the We get to a three on top. You got a three beat pattern, and we have a song like Son of My Soul. There's our measure bars with the red arrows, and notice we get to the end of the line. We've got a note there that's only one note in that measure. It gets three beats. And which beat pattern are you using? The three beat pattern. And when you get off that three beat pattern, you move into the next. You know what? You don't want to go, Son of My Soul, Thou Savior dear. It is, and you don't want to keep it moving, so the song doesn't drag. So we keep it moving. I mean, I go to places and I say, what's the problem here? And they say, we drag everything. Everything's slow. Everything's in one speed. And so, but if again, this is not just important for the song leaders. This is good for everybody to know, get to understand. Matter of fact, I tell you. I really like this setup that we have tonight with everyone here together, families together. And I really, one thing that really helped me years ago, there was a fellow that was working on our baptistry back when we lived in Kemp, Texas. And he was a Mennonite. And when he got out from underneath the baptistry, he looked around and he said, you don't have a piano here. And I said, no, we don't use instrumental music in our worship. And he said, well, we don't either. And I said, well, then he went up on the whiteboard. He started drawing these shapes like a triangle and a half circle and a diamond and a right triangle. He said, do you know what these are? And I said, yeah, I know. He said, well, where'd you learn them? I said, I learned them as a kid growing up. He said, so did I. He said, that is part of the curriculum for Mennonites children starting in the first grade is learning how to read notes. That's part of it, boys and girls. And then the boys would go into a class of song leading where they're beating the time to a beat pattern. And the girls would say, why do we have to go in there with those boys where they're just waving at us? And I said, why do we have to be in there? And they said, you're learning how to follow the leader. And when that fellow told me that, I thought, you know, I'm going to start doing that places where I go. Is encourage everybody to come. We come together. And my dad walked in on me one night when I was doing that in a place, and he just walked in, and he saw the men, women, and children all beating time together. And I said, he said, I don't know why I didn't do that for years before. But, you know, we'd usually get together with song leaders and then get together with everybody. But these are things that everybody can learn to follow the leader better, become better leaders, become better followers. And so, Son of My Soul, let's sing that one. Here's our note, the do. It's in the key of F now. See up there? Do. It starts on a do for soprano. Do. Tenor, mi, do, sol, alto, do. So we're going to start on the downbeat in a three-beat pattern. So, Son of My Soul, Thou Savior. One, two, three. Let's go to a two-beat pattern. Song like, Lord, we come before thee now. Now notice, now we're in the key of G, which means do is going to be on line G. Now we'll get into that probably tomorrow night a little bit about that. But now do is in a different spot. Do, now there's where our key note is do. Basses have that note, so do the sopranos. See right here, basses? Do, sopranos, alto, what's your note? Do, so, tenor, do, mi, do. Okay, now here's our measure bars. And if we get the end of the phrase, it's only two beats. One, two. Do, we'll start on beat one. Do, you all ready to start with me? Lord, I was a little ahead of you, wasn't I? Do. All right, here's what really helps everybody when there's a little preparatory beat given right before. Like, Lord, say, do. You'll start right with me now.
Lord, we come before thee now and
That preparatory beat is like on your mark, get set, go. So everybody starts together. Well, not everybody's going to do it, but you're going to get some people starting with you, and you start right together. Again, we are bringing our voices together, starting together as we worship and improving in our efforts. And then sometimes, now when you have a two, three, or four on top, pretty obvious, isn't it? So two on top is going to be a two-beat pattern. Down, up, down, up. Three-beat pattern, down, out, up. One, two, three. Four-beat on top, one, two, three, four. Now, there are songs that have either a six, nine, or 12 on top. Divide it by three, either one of them. This is going to be a two-beat pattern. Like that, one, two, one, two. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right. So then we're going to go back to that same beat pattern we did for two beat a while ago for Lord, we come before thee now. Here's our, what we're doing is there's three notes compounded into one beat. When with the Savior we enter the glory. In other words, rather than getting, when with the Savior we enter the glory, won't it be wonderful there? But when with the Savior, so it's called compound rhythm. And then there's our measure bars. And so now look at our key. We're now in what is called the key of B flat. Do is on B flat. Do. The tenors, you have that note there. Do. Basses, where are you? Do. Do. Alto, where are you? Mi, mi, do, mi, so. Do, mi, sol, and then do, soprano, me. Got you up kind of high.
When with the Savior we enter the glory land, won't it be wonderful there? In the troubles and cares of the story land, won't it be wonderful there? Won't it be wonderful there? Having no burdens to bear, joyously singing with heart bells all ringing, oh, won't it be wonderful there?
Home of the soul. Now we're in a different key. Do, do. Basses, y'all all the way down low, aren't you? Do. You know, if I had to get up here, you know, basses are pretty low right now, aren't you? Do, do. See where you are? Do. If I get up there and I just grab a pitch out of the air and I pitch something like this. Do me. If for the, okay, basses, do, do, okay. See, I pitched it too low. When with the Savior we enter. I was in a place last week in Alabama, and a guy got up and led, and he led several songs that were so low that basses could not even hit the note. Then he pitched a song so high that the sopranos couldn't hit, he couldn't even hit it himself. When he was singing the soprano part. So this is why we want to really emphasize the importance of giving the pitch so that everybody, all four parts, can sing it. So here we go back. Do, do, mi, soprano, do, so, alto, do. And there's our magic bars.
If for the prize we have striven after our labor, Lord,
sing that very well. Now I have a 9 on top, divided by 3. Now it's a 3 beat pattern. So it's 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 1, 2, 3. And here's a song that you're familiar with. Have thine own way, Lord. And there's our compound beats there. Have thine, that's really like 7, 8, 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 1, 2, 3, 4. Now let's go back to our key. Do. Basses have a do. Altos have a do. Soprano mi. So mi. And then we're going to start. It'll be sweeping up. Have thine own way. See, I got to get my hand back to beat 1. Way, Lord. So that's a strong beat. Way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter. I am the clay, and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still. All right, and walking in sunlight. That's a 9-8 time, but you'll notice up here at the top, it says for the psalm leader, it's in a 3-beat, what's C there's 3-beat compound, which is compounding 3 beats into 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Walking in, 7, 8, 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 1. Walking in sunlight. So here we go. Let me get these up there. Do. Everybody's on the same note. Do, so. You see that? Everybody's on the so, on that oval shape. Do, so. We're going to start on the sleeping up. But where's our preparatory beat should be? Out here. Oh, so. Walking in sunlight, all of my journey, over the mountains, through the deep air, Jesus has said, I'll never forsake. one other with a 12 divided by 3, it's going to be a 4-beat pattern. So we've got, instead of 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And songs like this, Walking Alone at Eve, that's in a, you'll notice up there, it was this 4C, 4-beat compound. You're just going to be, you know, there's only 3-beat patterns, 2-beat, 3-beat, 4-beat. All right? So here's our compound brackets there, and then there's our measure bars. Do. See, the basses have the same note as the altos. So let's hear it, basses, altos. Do. Tenor. Mi. Soprano. So. We'll start on the downbeat, so our pepitoria is going to be up on 4. Do, mi, so.
Walking alone at even, viewing the skies afar, bearing a garden sun to watch the silver star. I have a great delight in the wonderful scenes of love. God is power and might, is showing his truth and love. All our hope with God, places for us to rest, sure and safe abode with Jesus and the blessed. Rest for a weary soul, once redeemed by the Savior's love.
Takes us through all the beat patterns. And I want to show you now a comparison of going from simple time to compound rhythm. Do this with me, with your beat pattern. Go down, in, out, up. Down, in. Now count. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2. Now we're going to go to the compound rhythm. Don't speed it up, though. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now, some of you just want to hurry. Don't do that. Just keep that same rhythm going. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1. Now we're going to go to the compound. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 10, 11, 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10, 11, 12. 1. All right. There you go. That wasn't too good. All right. Now, a song like Magnified, I just want to show you something here. I'm not going to speed up my beat pattern at all. I mean, but I'm both of these in the key of, no, they're not in the same key. Do. That first on the top there's Magnify, oh, magnify. That's that one beat. 1, 2. And then you have Walking Alone at Eve and Viewing the Sky So Far. Let's do that. Let me pull that one up here. Do the magnify. Magnify, oh, magnify. Walking alone at eve and viewing the sky. We went from a four beat simple to a 4-beat compound. You don't follow that? Probably not. Okay. Now here's 3-beat. Here's a little comparison here. Maybe this will be a little bit different because their keys are pretty close to each other. All right, do this with me. Down, out, up. Down, out. Now count. 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. 1.
Now we're going to do the compound. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's better. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now go back to the 1. 1, 2. That's simple time. 1, 2, 3. Anytime you got a 3 on the top. 1, 2, 3. You want to feel the beats. 1, 2, 3. And what is the strongest beat of all? Beat one. Anyway, you want to make song leaders, you want to be sure beat one is just where people can feel it. They can feel that strong beat. And then here we have a song, We Will Glorify the King of Kings, followed by Blessed Assurance. Go me. Now this the measure bar doesn't come into play till right here. So we got to be on beat one for glory. Yeah. We will glorify. We will glorify the King of Kings. All right. And then we're going to go into Blessed Assurance. Let me go ahead and move that one down here. Do me. We will glorify the King of Kings. Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. All right, do that again.
We will glorify the King of Kings. Blessed assure us, Jesus is mine.
See, the same beat pattern. One's in simple time, one's in compound. So we went from 3-4 to 9-8. And then we've got one other here. Lord, we come before thee now and home of the soul. And we'll start on beat one. Do this beat. One, two, down, up. One, two, one, two. Get ready to go to compound. One, two, three, four, five, six. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Can I do? Lord, we come before thee now. If for the prize we have striven. I do that again. That's good. Y'all getting the hang of it. Lord, we come before thee now. If for the prize we have striven. After our labors, Lord. All right, good. That's good. That's the idea. And now I want to do in closing, I want to do a medley I put together of these three psalms, Magnify, O Magnify, Hosanna, and Exalted. And got a couple more things, I think, but I can wait until tomorrow night on those. But let me ask you, any question at all? Anyone have any question at all about where we've gone? I know I've covered quite a bit tonight. I'm just trying to give you a little feel of pitch and rhythm tonight, and we'll delve into more of it tomorrow night. Anything at all? Why don't we stand and do this medley together? Do, do, soprano, do, so, alto, do, bass is mi, tenor, do. Okay, so four, will be a four-beat pattern here. Ready?
Oh, magnify, oh, magnify, oh, magnify our God and Father. Magnify, oh, magnify, oh, magnify our God. He has given us this Son to save us. Now reconciled to be like Him. Give Him praise for.
Thank you all for participating as you have done tonight. I really feel that I feel good at what I'm hearing from you, but that's not the important thing, is how this comes across to God and what we're doing. And He knows our hearts, but I really appreciate your being here tonight and hope you'll want to come back and realize this is school night, and I told the elders that I would keep it at an hour or less, and so I better not say any more and let Brother Jay get up here and give his talk, and then we'll have the invitation song. Y'all have that already up here? Will be up there. Okay. All right, Brother Jay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Glad you're here, aren't you? We're going to be singing in heaven with the angel chorus. You think this is good? I don't want to miss that. I got just a few verses here tonight to emphasize a person in the Godhead that we tend to neglect occasionally, the Holy Spirit. In Genesis 1:1, it says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." God is from the Hebrew Elohim, or Elohim, and Elohim is plural. Genesis 1:26, God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." In Matthew 3:16-17, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending in the form of a dove, lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." 3. Here we have the mention of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, all three in one place at one time. The Holy Spirit is God, exactly as and equal to God the Father and God the Son. In Acts 2:38, Peter, on the first sermon preached on the day of Pentecost, in verse 38 said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." They did not receive the Holy Spirit directly, but they received the gift of the Holy Spirit, remission of sins, salvation from past sins. The gift of the Holy Ghost is salvation. Salvation is the gift of the Holy Ghost. In Ephesians 2:8, 9, and 10, the Apostle Paul says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it's the gift of God." God, the word God, translated God there is theos, means deity, and salvation is the gift of deity. Not of works that we did on our own, lest any man should boast. For we are His, God's, workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which He, God, deity, theos, hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Ephesians 2:18, "For through Him, Christ, we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father." All three are equally involved in our salvation. One more. Acts 5:1-4. This is the case of Ananias and Sapphira, keeping back part of what they sold and indicating that they gave their all. "But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it." This is the King James. bring a little extra culture into your life this evening. His wife, being privy to it, and brought a certain part, and they laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thy heart to lie to the Holy Spirit, or Holy Ghost in the King James, and to keep back part of the price of the land? While it remained, was it not thine? And after it was sold, was it not thine in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thy heart? Thou hast not lied to men, thou hast lied to God. At first he said, thou hast lied to the Holy Spirit. The latter part he said, thou hast lied to God. If these are not enough, there are more. We won't bother to go into them this evening. But just to state, the Holy Ghost, Spirit, is God. We're fully cognizant of this. Do we think, act, speak, and feel like we're fully cognizant of it? Sometimes I wonder. Let's don't forget that there are three distinct beings in the Godhead. Godhead. The word Godhead is translated and found in Acts 17:29, Romans 1:20, Colossians 2:9, which encompasses all three. They all participated equally in creating the plan of salvation and in the implementation of the plan of salvation. When we take the Lord's Supper, we're careful to honor in the highest way that we can Christ the Son, who died for us on this earth, rightly so. We often mention God the Father and give thanks to Him for the gift of His Son, rightly so. Are we careful to include the Holy Spirit in our thoughts of thanksgiving? I submit unto you that in the death of Christ on the cross, there was equal sharing of the agony of that death on the cross by the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Nobody rested easy. They all had agony. They were equal partners in the death of Christ, equal partners in the death that results in our living. We think of the Father and the Son and mention them often. Do we think of the Holy Ghost too? We really should. In Acts 2:38, Peter, preaching that sermon, said, in being baptized on a mission of sin, that we are receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. Have you received that gift? Mark 16:16, Jesus, the Son, God, said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Romans 10:10, the Apostle Paul, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, said, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And then remember in Acts 2:38, Peter said, repent and be baptized and for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. If you believe that Jesus is in the Bible is the Son of God and that he died to redeem you from sin, and you're willing to confess your faith in him and be baptized for your sin, the remission of your sins, why not now? There will never be a better time. If you wish to do that with the people here, they'll be glad to help you and come while we stand and sing the song.
How sweet will be the welcome home when this short life is o'er, when pain and sorrow, grief and care. Oh,
What a wonderful, wonderful way to spend an evening learning how to better praise God. Tim, thank you for being here. And I hope we're all going away strengthened, edified, and encouraged, and looking forward to being back. I don't know how you can come away from a night like tonight not encouraged and praising. Do the elders have any other announcements? Okay, let's be back tomorrow night, 7 o'clock again. Our annual singing will be Friday night, and it will be start at 7 o'clock. We'll have a hour of singing, and then Tim will have take the second hour. We'll have a break in between, so everyone will have time to get a drink in between. So. And then the song leader training on Saturday, let's remember that. If there's no other announcements by the elders, let's be led in our closing prayer.
Let's all bow. Righteous Father in heaven, Lord, we're so grateful, Father, that we could come together tonight like this and better learn how to praise you. And we pray, Father, that the things that we've done tonight have been in praise to you, that we have learned something about how to accomplish that better, and that we would strive always in everything that we do to do all to your glory and your honor. Help us, Lord, to live worthy of the name with which we are called, to be lights in this community. And we're so grateful for the church that meets here, for the stand on truth that they take. We're grateful for good leadership here and for sound teaching. And we just pray, Father, that you would help us to all be everything that we need to be. Be with us as we go out this evening. We pray we can come back safely tomorrow. Forgive us when we fall short, Lord. We know that from time to time we do. We're so thankful that you have provided for us in that through your Son, who you gave to us in all your love. We ask it in his name. Amen.